Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, January 3rd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: MIDI strike shakes up market mood, oil at $80, and repos and rates in focus. Leading today's news: a shot of Chinese stimulus triggered global stock markets to leap at the start of 2020, but the New Year's party has come to an end. A 400-point opening decline is in store for the Dow after the U.S. took out one of the most senior and revered generals in Iran, Qasem Soleimani. Top Iraqi paramilitary commander Abu Mahdi al-Mohandes was also killed. Oil is moving in the opposite direction amid supply disruption fears, with crude futures ahead by 4% to $63.61 per barrel, while safe haven gold is up 1.5% to $1,551 an ounce to its highest level in almost 4 months. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has vowed that severe retaliation awaits Soleimani's killers, while the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad urged all citizens to depart Iraq immediately. In other news, crude prices will likely hold around $70 a barrel, but could make a run at $80 if the conflict spreads to the oil fields of southern Iraq, or if Iranian harassment of commercial shipping intensifies, analysts at Eurasia Group wrote in a research note. We expect moderate to low-level clashes to last for at least a month. Iranian-backed militias will attack U.S. bases and some U.S. soldiers will be killed. The U.S. will retaliate with strikes inside of Iraq. Iraq is the second largest producer in OPEC and exports about 3.4 million barrels per day of crude, mostly from the southern Basra port. This afternoon, the Fed will publish the minutes from its December meeting, when it held interest rates after three cuts earlier in the year. The release may shine some light on what central bankers are thinking about the repo market, where the Fed has been active over the last several months in an effort to control overnight interest rates. Investors will also look for hints on what it would take to shift this consensus view among officials that interest rates will remain on hold for all of 2020. Apple is looking to continue its outsized gains after skyrocketing 86% in 2019 for the best year in a decade. Shares of the iPhone maker rose 2.3% on Thursday to close above $300 for the first time, on a split-adjusted basis, amid predictions for a robust holiday quarter, demand for wearables and planned services including streaming TV. The advance contrasts sharply with Apple's dismal start last year after the company cut its sales forecast for the first time in almost two decades. Facing persistent and potentially insurmountable headwinds from regulators, Illumina and Pacific Biosciences of California have mutually agreed to terminate their merger agreement announced on November 1, 2018. The FTC has said it would block the deal, alleging that Illumina was unlawfully seeking to maintain its monopoly in the U.S. market for next-generation DNA sequencing systems. Illumina will pay Pacific Bio a $98 million termination fee under the terms of the contract. Pacific Bio is up 4.5% pre-market. The FDA has officially banned the sale of flavors, except menthol and tobacco, in pod-based e-cigarettes, though the restriction won't apply to open-tank vaping devices, which allow users to mix their own nicotine liquids. Companies that do not comply within 30 days risk enforcement action. The policy, intended to curb a surge in underage vaping, deals a severe blow to an industry estimated to have $9 billion in annual revenue, and places more pressure on manufacturers already facing a May 12 deadline for federal review of their products. American Airlines plans to share with employees part of the compensation it receives from Boeing for the nearly 10-month grounding of the 737 MAX, a disruption that carriers have said cost them more than $1 billion in revenue. Several other MAX customers, including Iceland Air, Turkish Airlines, and Southwest Airlines, have recently reached compensation agreements with Boeing, but the final amounts aren't yet clear because the grounding is ongoing. Boeing already took a $4.9 billion after-tax charge in Q2 to compensate airlines for the situation. Fully electric cars made up 42.4% of sales in Norway last year, a global record, rising from a 31.2% market share in 2018 and just 5.5% in 2013, according to the Norwegian Road Federation. The Nordic nation currently exempts battery-powered vehicles from the taxes imposed on petrol and diesel engines, as it seeks to become the first country to end the sale of fossil-fueled cars by 2025. The country's best-selling car in 2019 was Tesla's Model 3 sedan, with an 11% market share, though competition is expected to accelerate from rival automakers in 2020. Efforts are again underway for an EU-wide tax on plastic waste. Officials and diplomats have told the Financial Times that members are ready to agree to duties on non-recyclable plastic, though tough negotiations still lie ahead. The proceeds would go directly into the common budget, rather than the government that collected the tax, and may go a long way in plugging a 15 billion euro hole that will be left once the UK leaves the EU. It was only months ago that most on Wall Street worried that a recession was around the corner, but those fears are fading fast. Overall, the changes underlying the Great Moderation appear intact, and we see the economy as structurally less recession-prone today, Goldman economists wrote. While new risks could emerge, none of the main sources of recent recessions, oil shocks, inflationary overheating, and financial imbalances, seem too concerning for now. As a result, the prospects for a soft landing look better than widely thought. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are all set to open in the red, with crude oil and gold slightly up. On today's economic calendar, the ISM Manufacturing Index is out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.